Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn is joining us live this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Hey, thanks for the time. Your office is investigating white-collar crimes. I mean, you always investigate white-collar crimes, but maybe a rash of them right now that largely have to do with stimulus. Is that right?
Well, the potential is there for stimulus. Now, the two cases that we had the other day, actually happened, before the COVID, but it became a situation though, Susan, where it involves vulnerable people. Okay, and what I'm seeing in my office is that, even though the two cases that we had the other day actually started before the COVID, it spilled into the COVID time, obviously, but it involves vulnerable people, people who are isolated during the COVID, people whose families really can't get to them and see them. Some people have families who live out of town, who just can't get to their loved ones. So my concern is that I'm going to be seeing a lot more of individuals, specifically elder individuals, who are going to be scammed by people who they feel are helping them perhaps during this COVID time.
Yeah, John, when you look at that concern of elder fraud, I mean, you have people who could be the most tech-savvy person and say you're trying to make an appointment for a vaccine. It's still very confusing. You don't know where to go. Now you take into account seniors who are actively trying to get this vaccine, who are eligible right now. It's all very confusing, and, I mean, it is a ripe situation for fraud.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, people are confused right now just in general, okay? I mean, we've been going through this for a year now, all right? We're worn down, and, people are just, not only are they sick of this, okay, and not only do they want to, get this over with, but when you have an elderly population, or, even if you're not elderly, all right, if you're vulnerable in some way, if you have a disability, if you're homeless or unemployed, or you're just not on the right path, okay, for lack of a better phrase, you are susceptible to individuals who perhaps can get close to you because, Brian, you're dying to get close to people now. We've been separated for a year. I mean, my God, Brian, I see my mother maybe five times in the past year. I mean, and again, unfortunately, my mom lives in East Aurora, so I can talk to her, and I'm here in the area, okay? But you have elderly people who have children who live out of town who are alone here, and, they are ripe for scams.
What about, PPP fraud, that personal payroll protection program, that many people applied for, got an awful lot of money that was doled out. Some of it wasn't legit.
Absolutely. So we just got a it's funny you mentioned that, Susan. We just got I got an email last week from the federal government who said that, hey, we have a lot of these cases that don't meet the $50,000 threshold. I didn't know this, quite frankly, but apparently the federal government and the U.S. Attorney's Office, they only prosecute these crimes when someone has stolen $50,000 or more. Okay, so obviously there's a lot of people out there, you know, who got less than $50,000. Okay, and so I'm expecting a, you know, obviously I work with my federal partners and I work with the Attorney General's office all the time. So, you know, I'm expecting, you know, a lot of cases to come my way here over the course of the next 6 months to a year. You know, after, you know, all these investigations are done, we can compile all the information of individuals who, you know, not only took his PPD money, but there's also another aspect of this too, Susan, is that, you know, you have a lot of people, you know, who got unemployment. And if you remember back, you know, back in April, May there, okay, you know, individuals were getting those extra unemployment checks, okay? And, you know, I suspect once, you know, the all the different agencies that are out there who are investigating this, once they compile all this information and once they start drilling down, you're going to have not only the PPP, you're going to have, you know, personal people, you know, who committed unemployment fraud. Which is going to be a big thing, I think, in the next couple of 6 months as well.
All of that you're mentioning, all these cases that you are expecting to be on the horizon, I mean, how much does that add to the caseload that your office already has and some of the backlogs in court cases that you're dealing with, that everybody seems to be dealing with right now?
It's unbelievable, right, Brian? I mean, let me preface this with, you know, I don't mean to sound like Wendy Weiner, okay? You know, a lot more people out there are struggling a lot worse in my offices and have a lot more problems than I have, okay? So let me preface my remarks with that right there first. But, you know, I unfortunately, my office, during the mid-year budget cuts and the end-of-year budget cuts of the county, and again, it's no fault of the county, all right, because, you know, they just lost sales tax revenue, okay? You know, I had 13 people in my office I had 13 vacancies last year, okay? And none of those were filled, okay, due to the mid-year budget cuts and the end-of-year budget cuts, okay? So I'm down like 13 jobs already, and, you know, I you saw in yesterday's paper, okay, I can't begin to tell you, Brian, the backlog that we have in the criminal justice system right now, especially in the lower courts, especially in all the town and village courts and in city courts. Nothing is happening, okay? I mean, we're arraigning people who are getting arrested. They're having their first court appearance, but after that, it's pretty much been shut down. And so we just got a tremendous backlog of cases just in general that are out there. And then we're now, when you add this on top of it now, and you're talking about opening the courts back up now. You know, they want to open some of the justice courts back up now. You know, we're going to start in Cheektowaga here pretty soon. Then we're probably going to go to Amherst and Tonawanda, you know, and knock out the big five first, towns first, and then get to the Hounds and Marillas next, okay? But, you know, it's just... I mean, I can't even begin to tell you, Brian, how backlogged we are.
John, we're happy to have you on this morning. Thanks so much.
Okay, yep, no problem, guys. Yep.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn.